Hello and welcome to my podcast. So it has been a minute since I have logged on and blessed you all with this dynamic voice of mine. So where do I begin? As many of you know, I was living back home with my grandmother for about 8 months, taking care of her solely by myself. She has children, but for some weird reason, they decided not to help me the way that they should. Prior to me going to live with her, they were all taking shifts. They were all teamwork makes the dream work. I got there and they all left. So emotionally, being there for 8 months was a roller coaster for me. I have been on my own in my apartment for probably the last 10 years or so. So when you live on your own and you have your own place, you are accustomed to the way you do things. You know, your routine, the way that you pray, your workout routine, how you eat, just even the ambiance of it, is your own personal style. So being uprooted and taken out of my own place, it really was an emotional shock to me. I didn't think I would cry so much. I didn't think I would be depressed. The past 8 months, I have been honestly depressed, but you wouldn't know it because when you are caring for someone, my grandmother is 95 years old. So when you are caring for someone, you don't have time to eat a pint of ice cream. You don't have time to lay in bed and wallow in your own emotions. You don't have time to cut yourself off from the world. You literally have to suck it up and care for someone. So I didn't get a chance to really feel the effects of my anxiety, depression, emotional downness that I had for the past 8 months. So long story short, I ended up moving out. I have officially moved into my own place. And so far I've been here 5 days, 6 days, and I like it so far. Again, I get to put my own little twist. I am a candle lighter. I am a decals on the walls with inspirational quotes. I am a prayer warrior in the morning. And unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to do all of that when I lived with my grandmother. So now that I'm back home in my own nest and I'm really praying and hoping, and of course I have faith in God that He will continue to walk with me through this journey that we all call life, because the past 8 months have been really tough for me. I still, just last night when I was in prayer, I was just thanking God for giving me strength. I don't know how in the world I made it without losing my mind. I will say my final day there, I did have a breakdown. Me and my grandmother, I wouldn't even say got into it because she's 95. She pretty much said to me, none of her children treated her the way that I treated her. And I will say, me walking into the house, you know, that day and what transpired between us, basically it was me getting loud and raising my voice. I'm never disrespectful. I didn't curse at her. I didn't disrespect her. What I did was scream. I really screamed, but that scream came from 8 months of holding it in. You know, the 8 months I was there, it seeped out little by little. You know, I would raise my voice and she would, you know, of course I would hurt her feelings, which I'm not proud of. But that day, I guess because it was my moving day, which I moved all by myself, no help. So I lashed out and I apologized to her for it in the moment. And she got upset with me, and then that's when she said none of her kids treated her that way. And my initial reaction was to just leave the bathroom and go make her breakfast. And when I was making breakfast, I literally was crying out. I mean, hard, snot coming out my nose, crying like it was bad. And I must have cried at least for an hour straight. And to me, that was me literally breaking down. And again, that was built up emotions, that was built up anger, that was built up, how in the world can my aunts and my uncle do this to me? How in the world can they leave such a big burden? And I don't mean burden as my grandmother, as a person being a burden. I mean the work that went along with being her caregiver was a burden on me. But that's either here or there. Ended up getting over it. And like I said, now I'm in my own place and I feel really good about this chapter that I'm embarking on. I don't know what the Lord has in store for me. I've been praying recently. When I get back to working, when I get back into a routine, I pray that the Lord will open up the door for love. More so companionship. I think to love someone and to be in a monogamous relationship, that takes focus and dedication. And right now I'm in the season of where my dedication and my focus is on the Lord and myself. So I don't really have time for the distractions, but am I open to just friendships and going out for coffee and having dates or just having someone to communicate with on a daily basis versus not communicating with anyone? Yeah, I'm totally open to that. But what I don't want God to do is, which I know he won't, to release me prematurely, because there is so much work that needs to be done. And being at my grandmother's house for 8 months, a lot of things was revealed to me. Even though it was a tough experience, it also grew me a lot. There is things in me that I thought that the Lord kind of took away, you know, when I accepted him as my Christ and Savior. I thought all that stuff was deaded, and for it to come back up in that time I was at my grandmother's house, how I handled things, I'm not as mature when it comes to certain things as I thought I was. And I know I do want marriage and I do want children, and I just want to make sure that I'm mature enough to be a wife and to be a mother. And I know God will continue to work on me, and I can't rush anything. I really learned the past, how long have I been single? The past 2 years, about just trusting him and patience and not awakening love before it's time. And it took me a minute to realize that, because I am a woman of a particular age, and the age is 35. I just turned 35, November 2020. And when you are 35, you know, the clock, it is loud. I mean, my clock has been on and off since I was 25. But this is the loudest it has ever been as far as wanting children, as far as wanting a man of God. So, you know, being 35 and seeing all my cousins and people that I know and old classmates and just really strangers out and about, knowing and looking at them, you know, saying to myself, okay, I know they're in their 30s. I'm in my 30s too. Here they are at the local Walmart doing grocery shopping because they have to cook dinner for their husband and their children. And do I feel envious of that? Absolutely not. I'm not a person to say, man, I wish I had that. And really like sit it in my spirit, but I am the person to really be like, oh, that's so nice. Like, that's sweet. One day I'll have that. And I've always been that type of person. You know, I'm not an envious type person. I don't envy people. I admire lots of people, but do I envy? Do I wish I had their life? No, I am completely content on my life, no matter if it's good, bad, or indifferent. I love the life that God has chosen me to be a part of and to walk within in my assignments and my purposes. So I wouldn't trade my life for anyone else. So that's just how that goes. So I totally just lost track of what I was about to say. See, this is what happens when you don't do your podcast weekly like you're supposed to. You get brain farts. But yes, I'm loving my new place. I'm content. I am waiting on the Lord to see what's next. On to the next chapter. You know, I had to tell my aunts and my grandmother, it's time for me to kind of spread my wings. A lot of people think that, okay, she just moved back home for 8 months. But in reality, if I can be transparent and honest with you guys, I've been taking care of my grandmother since I was probably like 14, 15 years old. Since I was in high school, you know, even though during those 4 years, she was able to drive, she was able to do this, I still was her help person. But, you know, help me with the groceries, help me with this bill. And then on top of everything, within those 4 years, she took custody of my cousin at the age of 3 months. And my cousin is 18 now. So my grandma raised me, turned around and raised another grandchild. And when I was in high school, supposed to be, you know, your high school experience and your young adult experience, I had those experiences. Like, I went to clubs. I dated a little bit. I stayed out to 2-4 o'clock in the morning. I danced on bar tables. I hooked up, and I don't mean sexually. I mean hooked up. You know, I, you know, threw caution to the wind a little bit, but it was always, well, I can't throw too much caution because my grandmother and now my cousin who's 2 years old or 3 years old or whatever. So I've always had the responsibility of just caring for people. You know, my whole life, I've always cared for people. I remember being a child, and another transparent moment, my mom was a former drug addict for most of my life. So being young, you know, witnessing little things like, oh God, my mom is so high up, or, you know, she's not with it today. Let me make sure the stove is off. You know, let me make sure that she didn't forget the bags on the front porch. Or, you know, I've always been the, what's the word I'm looking for? I've always taken care of people. And even within, you know, helping my grandmother and my cousin, I also was my aunt's power of attorney for about 3 or 4 years. So this is the first time in my adult life where I'm able to just say, you know what? No, I'm done. I'm 35. I want to live my life. I want to explore. I would like to travel. I want to learn new recipes. I want to explore the many facets and different layers to myself that, again, I don't want to make it sound like I haven't experienced life, because I have. I've traveled. I've took in different classes. I've done what I wanted to, but with restrictions. And anybody who's restricted to anything, you already know how that feels. It's like you go far, but you can't go too far. And I'm tired of that. I don't want that anymore. So that's why I wanted to start the podcast, because I wanted to really reach people who may be in the same situation or twins to my situation. You know, I think in life, it's good to have different people to look at and say, you know what, me too, or I feel you, or I could relate, or, you know, I have that in common with someone. So this podcast is really helping me, and I'm hoping it's helping my listeners as well. And just to let you all know that you are all children of God. No matter if you are straying from God, I mean, running towards the border, child, you are still his child and he loves you so very much. So just like I said in my intro, I am a woman of God. I'm saved. I live my life for God. I haven't been saved that long. What really catapulted my relationship and for it to stick was I got out of a really bad relationship about maybe 3 years ago, and I needed someone and something that was strong enough to hold my spirit and strong enough to take, you know, me. And I knew it couldn't have been a person. I knew it couldn't have been food. I knew it couldn't have been drugs, even though I've never tried drugs, never did drugs, but I know it couldn't have been any of that to hold me. And I never forget it. I was on a live-in and I was watching Joel Osteen. And again, in my prior video, I've always had a relationship with God. It's just that I never knew him on an intimate level, because I thought being saved as a young adult or teenager was corny, because you're not taking away my hip hop music. I still like to swear and I still like to go to clubs, and I wasn't ready to give any of that up. But anyway, back to the story. So I was watching Joel Osteen and I felt the presence of God, and I've never felt that before. Like, I felt it before, but I've always ignored it. And this time it was a feeling I can't personally explain, but I'm glad I felt that feeling when I did. And I love God very much, and that's who I live for, and I just want to please him. So I'm blabbing. So again, thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. Continue to check back with this channel. I will be updating as much as I could. Thank you so much and have an awesome day.